It's Paul Marsh here on Express. Delighted to say that I've welcomed into the studio Amy Jane Gilbert. Amy, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Right, so we should say, and I think this is the perfect way to start this interview, you're the first person I've ever had that couldn't find the building.
I don't even know what to say about that.
When you're about to go on a 100-kilometre walk and you couldn't find the building. We've had people not be able to find the studio because we are in the Eldon building down here in Portsmouth. But as first person we've ever had not to find the actual building just before you're about to go on a 100K walk.
In my defence, I don't have an internal compass and all the buildings do look the same.
So when you go on the actual walk, do you have an actual compass?
I can't read a map or a compass, so I'm hoping the signage is pretty on point, to be fair,
Well, you're not doing it on your own, are you? I'm sure there's going to be lots of other people to help along the way.
I'm just going to follow the person in front of me and hope that they're going in the same direction. Exactly.
Right, so let's talk about this. So you are doing a 24-hour, 100-kilometre walk. You're fundraising for the Stroke Association.
Yes.
Why the walk and why the Stroke Association?
So the reason why is just to raise funds and awareness for the Stroke Association. It's a charity that's really close to my family and myself. We lost our granddad last year. I mean, he was the heart of the family. He was my constant. He taught me everything I know. He made me who I am. And to lose him, just it left a massive hole in so many people. And seeing him change from his stroke, he was in hospital for months. He came home. You know, my auntie helped support, you know, try to rehabilitate him as best she could before he passed away. And it's something that, as a charity, they do so much to not only the individual, but also those family members and those people that support as well. And I think it's so important to raise that awareness that whilst they do groundbreaking research and they help provide that, you know, recovery to the stroke individuals, but I think as well it's those families that are also hit hard as well.
Because there are so many different levels of a stroke, aren't there? You know, I suffer with Bell's palsy, which is a very, 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 very mini version of a stroke. My stepdad passed away from having a stroke as well, never made it out of hospital. So, you know, again, but there are many people, and thankfully the vast majority of people can have a stroke and live with, you know, the effects of it, but they do need help. Mm. You are, when are you actually doing this? When's the actual D-Day?
So D-Day is Saturday the 18th of May, so...
So, literally just under 3 weeks.
Yeah.
How's it been going? How's the training been going?
It's been good. So, I'm doing it with my cousin, Katie. So, trying to align time where we're both free, fitting around life. She's training to be a nurse at the moment. So, trying to fit in walks around her schedule is, you know, we've been up at 6 a.m. Mm. We've been doing evening walks whenever we can get the opportunity. We've been getting the training in,
and I guess that depends on how far you walk. Is, you know, if it's an evening walk, I'm assuming you're probably just getting a quick, in inverted commas, a quick couple of K in.
Yes, well, obviously with the 24 hours there is going to be quite a lot of it throughout the evening. So we're trying to customise and kind of climatise to walking in the dark. So,
and how's that been going?
It's been going. Okay. So far, so good.
So what's the so you are going to walk 100 kilometres. What's the furthest you've walked so far?
So we've done, I think it's like 43K, 42K.
And how long did that take you?
Gosh, that was. I think we lost count after six hours.
Okay,
it was. But we're aiming for 25K in 5 hours.
That's the like the mark.
That's our kind of personal goal. So hopefully, if we can achieve that.
And have you got near that yet?
We have.
You have.
Yes.
Because I'd imagine it's not a leisurely walk, is this? It's you know, same as anything, you're going to have ups and downs, and you'll pick up a bit and then you'll slow down a bit. But I would imagine the vast majority of this is going to be moving at some pace.
Yeah, and I think that's the key. We have to keep that cadence going with the pace, because it's very easy. I mean, my cousin and I will go for a walk, and as soon as we start talking, the pace really does slow down.
Yeah.
So I think the focus on the pace is going to be fundamental for us getting from A to B, really.
Now, where is this taking place? Where are you doing the walk?
We're starting at Corfe Castle, which is beautiful. We are then going to be walking down the Purbeck Way, down to Swanage, and then we're going to loop back to Corfe Castle. So that's our 25K.
So it's down in Dorset?
In Dorset, yeah, on the Jurassic Coast. So it's essentially 100 kilometres of the Jurassic Coast. Once we go back to Corfe Castle, there's a 25K lunch stop, and then we will go towards Lulworth Cove, Durdledore, Weymouth. So Weymouth is our halfway point.
Right.
So, and then we'll go on to finishing in Bridport.
So how do you get there, and if you're finishing in somewhere different?
So there is going to be Katie's dad is going to pick us up and take us back to Corfe Castle.
Right, okay. I was going
to
say,
we're not going
to
do 200.
I was just about to say that. It's like doing a marathon, isn't it, and going, right, you've got to run home now.
That's it. No, we did plan that part.
Yeah. So you finish your 100k walk and go, right, got to walk back now.
Definitely. No, we're starting at Corfe Castle, we're going to finish at Bridport, and then her dad has kindly offered to drop us back at Corfe Castle.
Now, I know you're going to be walking for roughly 24 hours. When was the last time you just stayed awake for 24 hours?
Gosh, probably since my little one was a baby.
Yeah.
So, through the sleepless nights.
Yeah.
But it's been a while.
It's been a while that you've even stayed awake for 24 hours.
It's been a moment.
Because don't get me wrong, because I know it will be easier to stay awake when you're walking out in all the weather and everything else like that. That will be easier to stay awake. But even, let's face it, just staying awake for 24 hours is a job, isn't it?
It's going to be a massive challenge, both mentally and physically. Not only through the walking, but as you say, it's that exhaustion. I mean, I love a snack, so I've already factored in every 10K I'm going to need fueling. So it's definitely going to take its toll.
Have you been seeking sort of professional advice from that kind of thing, how to fuel yourself throughout?
So I'm adopting really the fueling plan that I followed whilst doing triathlon. So it's a very similar kind of grueling experience to the body, but I have been researching the best fuel to kind of keep you going and keep those energy levels where they need to be. So I think little and often is going to be the key.
Yeah. If people want to help sponsor, if people want to get involved in this, where's the best place for them to do that? Because so you got a £1,500 target that you want to reach. Do you mind telling us where you are at the moment?
I think we're on about 475, just under £500.
So around a third of the way in?
Yes.
Okay, so we need roughly about another £1,000 in the next 3 weeks.
Yes.
If people want to get involved, if they want to sponsor you, if this is a personal issue to them, where's the best place that they can do that?
So we have a Just Giving page that we have. It's available on my personal social media and also my cousin's. I can share the link with you, or they can search on Just Giving, and our team name is quite aptly Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Where did that come from? Other than the obvious pun, where did that come from?
So we are massive Little Mermaid fans. And both my cousin and I, it was our favourite childhood movie growing up.
Right, okay.
But from all of the training that we have done, I don't think we appreciated the battering our feet we're going to be taking. I mean, every 15 to 25K, we're going to be changing our socks to try to prevent as much damage, blisters, that we can. And you know, even after we did Butts a Hill a couple of weeks ago, it was, you know, we were out for 6 hours. It was lovely, undulating. I mean, my feet by the end of it, they were a little bit uncomfortable, so I think it's quite apt given the challenge we're just about to undertake.
Well, I did the Butser hike just before Christmas, and my body ached for about 3 days, and that was just walking around Butser. So I you know, you're far fitter than what I am, so I'm sure that you won't be in quite as much pain. And when it comes to your footwear, mm-hmm. how's that work? Because I assume you don't want to wear an old pair when you're doing it, in case it literally falls apart whilst you're walking, but you also don't want to wear a new pair because they need to be worn in, don't they?
They do. So before we joined the challenge, we both went and got our feet fitted and measured for new walking boots, and we've been using them all throughout our training so that they're well kind of worn in, they fit our feet, so that when we do our challenge, we know that we've got the best footwear for the occasion, so to speak.
Well, I think what you're doing is absolutely amazing. I think the reasons you're doing it is amazing, and I think what you are doing is absolutely amazing. I wish you nothing but the best of luck with it.
I don't think
you're going to need it. I think you're going to smash it out the park. But I think what you're doing is amazing. We will put, so if you can't find it, it's on the Just Giving page, and it is Poor Unfortunate Souls is the team name, if you want to search that on Just Giving. Or we will put the link on our Express FM pages, on our Facebook and our Twitter, etc. If you want to go and find the show's post for today, we'll put it on that as well. So lots of different ways to get in touch. If you can, please help in any way possible, please do. Amy is looking to raise £1,500, which will go to the Stroke Association. Amy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Really do appreciate it. And again, I wish you nothing but luck with your walk.
Thank you so much.